How can we detect oceans within moons? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. There are entire oceans hidden beneath the icy depths of moons, such as Europa and Enceladus, and probably a few others in our solar system. Some may even contain bacterial life. There are even possible oceans on extrasolar planetary systems far, far away. But how do we detect such large oceans without really seeing them? There are several ways. The more obvious, but certainly much more spectacular indicator is the observation of geysers. The Cassini spacecraft imaged numerous water vapor plumes from the south pole of Enceladus. Plumes were also detected on Europa from the Hubble Space Telescope. Liquid water has a distinct fingerprint for spectroscopic instruments. The signatures of surface water, frozen water, water vapor are differences in types of water ice mixtures and phases. Each have their own fingerprint signatures. Radar systems can also help us penetrate the surface, like that with the Martian surface, and help us detect varying layers of frozen or liquid water layers. Magnetic fields can change with the presence of water, like what we possibly detect with Ganymede's magnetic field interacting with Jupiter's magnetic field. Scientists also suggest that liquid water can cause tidal flexing, or the constant churning of the gravitational pull to keep the ocean from freezing over. This is possible for the moons of Europa and Dione. Modeling the interior of various planets, moons, and extrasolar planets have given us insight to the variety of different ocean world-building processes and formations. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with your host, Caitlin Ahrens, is a production of 91.3 FM, KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. This is a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas.